Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business on this podcast. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: the implications of a new employment bill in California that seeks to reclassify freelancers and contract workers, and the 12-year-old entrepreneur getting a boost from his favorite football team. Those stories after this. I used to find apps time-consuming, mainly because I would spend hours moving information from one to another, all because they don't easily work together. Thanks to Zapier, not anymore. Zapier is the easiest way to automate your work, like moving data from emails to spreadsheets to your CRM and so on. By supporting more than 1,500 business applications, Zapier connects business apps and handles the work for us. Act now and go to our special link, zapier.com/yourmoney. Connect the apps you use most, and Zapier will do the rest. Zapier lets you instantly engage with leads, send them to a CRM or a spreadsheet, and quickly notifies your team. Build the exact solution you need in minutes without writing code or needing a developer. Save an average of 40 hours a month, like the more than 4.5 million people that use Zapier. Right now, through November, try Zapier for free by going to our special link, zapier.com/yourmoney. That's zapier.com/yourmoney for your free 14-day trial. Zapier.com/yourmoney. A newly passed California employment bill could have implications for companies and freelance contractors in fields far beyond technology and ride-hailing. The legislation, intended to force employers to reclassify some contract workers as employees, threatens to upend certain business models. But Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter says it might also reshape work in professions including construction, trucking, adult entertainment, and more. Chip set this up.
Well, this really is a landmark case, and it codifies a previous California State Supreme Court case. And basically, what it does is it really tries to force employers to reclassify some contract workers as employees. So you can think of course, this affecting people like Uber and Lyft, businesses that rely on gig workers. But it also could have far-reaching effects for kind of numerous professions that use independent contractors throughout California.
Review some of the basics here, Chip. What are some of the key differences between an employee and a contract worker?
Well, for one, a contract worker really is supposed to, it really doesn't have a lot of the benefits that an employee would have. For example, they're not subject to minimum wage laws and worker compensation claims, some of the kind of benefits that come from being an employee somewhere. And that's why there's been a real push in California to enact this legislation. And so I think right now then the question then becomes, how does this really just reshape work in lots of different industries?
What could this mean for California-based construction or trucking companies and also the major ride-sharing services?
Right. Well, first off, it's a direct, it really could upend some of these business models. Lyft and Uber have both pushed back hard against this legislation. And we've also seen other industries really frustrated by this. For example, I spoke with a number of language interpreters, and these are people who work in courtrooms, who work in hospitals. They are independent contractors as well, and they say that they feel that this legislation hurts them because they like their flexibility that comes with being an independent contractor. They don't want to be an employee somewhere. So you see a real split in reactions to this bill.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. What kind of financial hit could some of these companies take?
Well, some say that the financial impact could be pretty large. I mean, I think experts are still trying to really quantify the overall economic impact of this. But I spoke with one company, for example, who said that, you know, just bringing on all of their existing contract workers wouldn't be possible. And this was, again, a company that works in the language interpretation space. They hire about 20 to 25 language interpreters, and it's a small company, and they just said they don't have the amount of work to be able to bring all those people on, even on a part-time basis. But I think it's also worth noting that there's still a lot of confusion around this legislation. I think a lot of people and a lot of industries are still trying to figure out what exactly this might mean for them. I spoke with some wine growers, for example, and wine growers use independent contractors to transport their grapes or to help analyze their vineyards and the soil conditions. And they're wondering, you know, how does this law affect us?
You talked to a driver named Kareem Bayoumi, who's excited by the legislation. He's also trying to unionize Lyft and Uber drivers. What's the outlook for that?
They think the first step is becoming employees. You know, you can unionize once there's employees are in place. I think Kareem and others are hopeful. They think that, you know, now that this legislation is passed, then they will then move their efforts towards unionizing drivers. But I think we'll have to wait and see how this all plays out. I think really this is one of the big questions here is how this then plays out across the rest of the U.S. I mean, California has a history of setting precedents, and I think a lot of people are watching to see if other states kind of follow suit and enact similar legislation in the years to come.
Thanks, Chip. Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. More after this. Hey, for just a moment, lend me your ear on behalf of your feet, and let me tell you why I love my Bombas socks. They're called the most comfortable socks in the history of feet, and here's why. Made from super soft Pima cotton, Bombas socks give great temperature control and moisture wicking for a cozy comfort that never gets too much. And Bombas socks are designed especially to stay in place, cupping my heels and distributing pressure more evenly throughout my arches. The seamless toe, the perfectly sized cushioned footbed, all great news for my feet. But Bombas socks are also good for the heart of giving, that is. For every pair of socks purchased, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. So I know the comfort I enjoy brings comfort to someone else, too. Right now, save 20% on your first pair of Bombas socks when you shop bombas.com/Gordon. That's bombas.com/Gordon to save 20% on your first pair of your new favorite Bombas socks. bombas.com/Gordon.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
A young entrepreneur working hard to save for college got the surprise of a lifetime after a touching video of him with Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera went viral. Fox News says 12-year-old Jalen Clyburn posted an ad on Facebook earlier this summer advertising his lawn mowing business. The story became widely circulated as members of the community started hiring the young boy for work. Some people even donated clothes, while Fox 46 Television says the South Carolina State Treasurer gave $250 toward his college fund. Just when Jalen thought it couldn't get any better, his favorite football coach reached out. The Carolina Panthers contacted the boy's mother and asked that he come help with the grounds at the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Once there, Jalen was surprised when he was greeted by head coach Ron Rivera. Coach gifted the boy with a new lawnmower, some swag, and a football signed by Jalen's favorite player, Cam Newton. But the team didn't stop there. Team owner David Tepper told Jalen's mother that he intends to help her pay for his college. More after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Reminder, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.